The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahman rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Viewers of Madri Channel, welcome to this new series of program, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. And hopefully in this series of program, we're going to learn about the events that took in the past, the events that took place yesterday, so that we can learn from them today and make a better tomorrow. And in this series of programs, we'll learn about those pious predecessors, our rich heritage, and from their lives, hopefully we can learn something, make a change in our lives today so we can have a better tomorrow. And we'll also, inshallah, as we'll learn about some of the problems that we're facing today, the change that we need to make to face the problems that we're facing today so that we can make a better tomorrow. But before we begin, we're going to give you a blessing reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that if a person out of love and devotion sends Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam just 3 times during the day and 3 times during the night, it will become incumbent upon Allah azza wa jal to forgive all the sins that he committed during the day and all the sins that he committed during the night. How easy is that? How easy? That's such an easy wazifa, just with love and devotion. That is the condition, remember. That is the condition. Not just reciting Durood-e Pak 3 times. No, with love and with devotion. And if we have the love in our hearts, we have the love of the Anbiya in our hearts, we have the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts, then inshallah azza wa jalla, this love will come through. And when we're sending Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah azza wa jalla, will be rewarded. But at the same time, viewers of Madri Channel, we need to develop the love of our pious predecessors as well. And unfortunately, what we see today is that, especially within our youth, the beliefs have been corrupted. The beliefs are not there. They're not even aware of our pious predecessors. They're not even aware of the saints that we had in the past. They're not even aware of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're not even aware of the names of the prophets. You know, and if you were to ask a question, this is something we mentioned before, viewers on this channel, that if you were to ask the youngsters today, the youngsters that are watching this program today, if I was to ask you a question, to name me 10 cricket players, you could probably do it. 10 football players, you could probably do it. 10 film stars, you could probably do it. 10 politicians, you could probably do it. 10 singers, you could probably do it. And you're thinking, I'm doing well here. So far, he's asked all these questions, and I reckon I can answer all of them questions. But if I was now to ask you to name the Ashra Mubashra, those 10 companions that were guaranteed paradise, how many of us could do it? Okay, let's make it easier. Let's name 10 companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's make it even easier. 10 pious predecessors that through the last 1400 years, those walis of Allah, those saints, can we name 10 of them? We're struggling now, aren't we? Now let's make it even easier. 10 prophets. Can we name the names of 10, at least 10 prophets? And the viewers of my channel, in a glance, you can see the state that we're in. The state that we're in, that we know very little about our past. We know very little about what's happened yesterday. And when we do hear about it, unfortunately nowadays when we hear the events that took place in the past, we just think that they're stories. They're just stories of the past. They have no relevance to my life today. They have nothing that I can benefit from today. And inshallah, as we did in this series of programs, we want to be aware of what happened in the past. Learn about our pious saints, learn about our pious predecessors, take some lessons from them, understand their status. And if we can understand the status of the pious predecessors of the past, try and walk in their footsteps, look up to them, respect them, give them the respect that they are due, then inshallah azza wa jalla, we can make a change in our lives, a change in our lives today, so that we can have a better tomorrow. With that in mind, we're going to talk today about the pious saints, the pious walis of Allah. Who are these people? What is their status? What grandeur do they have? What respect should we give them? And what knowledge? Whilst you're listening to this, viewers on the channel, whilst you're listening to this program, one thing I want you to do as well is, I'm going to mention certain names. I'm going to mention certain names of some prophets, some companions. I'm going to mention some names of some walis of Allah, some saints of the past. And when I mention these names, I want you to ask yourself a question. What do I know about these people? Who are these people? Are they just people's names that I hear on the Jummah khutbah that the Imam Sahib mentions this name, he mentions that name, and that's all I know about him? But do we know anything about them? And at the same time, viewers of Munchan, when we're hearing these names of our pious predecessors, we need to think to ourselves is that because we know so little about them, then unfortunately, who are the role models that we've grabbed? Who are the people that we're looking up to? Who are the people that we're aspiring to be? Who are the people that we're trying to be like? Because we don't know anything about these people, so we have picked role models in our society today that unfortunately are un-Islamic. Unfortunately, they're not following the Sharia according to Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are not our true role models. But the problem is, because we do not know, about these role models of the past, then we need role models. We need someone to look up to. And that's why, unfortunately, the youth are being misguided today and they're going towards these people that do not know who the role models are. With that in mind, viewers of the channel, we're going to give you mention an event that's mentioned in the famous Quranic Park commentary, Ruhul Bayan, about a certain event that took place. And this will, hopefully from this, we'll understand the status of the saints of the walis of Allah Azza wa Jal. In his famous commentary, Ruhul Bayan, Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi Ramutullahi Ta'ala has mentioned a faith refreshing parable. It is stated in there that Sayyidina Imam Abdul Hassan Shazli Ramutullahi Ta'ala stated that once I fell asleep in Masjid al-Aqsa, so he's fallen asleep now, and he has a dream. And in this dream, he sees a throne that's placed outside Masjid al-Aqsa, and a large crowd has started to gather there. I asked about the gathering of the crowd, and I was informed that all of the Rasul and all of the Anbiya have come in the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then I looked toward the throne and I saw that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on the throne, and all the Anbiya, including Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Nuh salatu wasalam, and all of the others Anbiya were all seated on the ground. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final messenger, he's sitting on the throne, and all of these Anbiya, they're sitting there and they're listening to the conversation of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, I stayed there in my dream, I stayed there and I started to listen to the conversation. In the meantime, whilst part of this conversation was that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he requested the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to him, Your Highness, O Aka, you have stated that the ulama, i.e. the Islamic scholars of my ummah, are like the Anbiya of Bani Israel, considering the way that they have preached and propagated the religion. Therefore, none of the scholars of any previous ummah have served the religion more than the scholars of this ummah. So show me any of them. And the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gestured towards Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala was brought there. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam asked him a question. He asked Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala a question, one question. And Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he gave 10 answers to that question. 10 answers to that question. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to him in response, the answer should be given according to the question. One answer should be given to one question. Why did you give me 10 answers? Allahu Akbar. Why? I asked you one question and you give me 10 answers. You should only give me one answer. Why did you give me 10 answers? Beautiful reply. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala said, he humbly said, O Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal asked you only one question, as it is stated in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Taha, ayat number 17. Allah Azza wa Jal says, O Musa, what is this in your right hand? And Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that you have given many answers to, you give many answers. Only one question was asked, that what have you got in your right hand? But you said, this is my staff. I lean against it. I pluck leaves from my goat from it. In addition, I also perform many tasks with it. Though the answer to the question of Allah Azza wa Jal was, this is my staff. But actually, when you were privileged to converse with Allah Azza wa Jal, you prolonged your conversation so that you could have more and more privilege to converse with Allah Azza wa Jal. Unfortunately, now I have also been privileged to converse with you. And that is why I've also prolonged my conversation with you to the love and the pleasure. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Imam Abdul Hassan Shazili Ramatullah Ta'ala, he said, I was awestruck by the spectacle that I saw in front of me, that I saw that the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is present on the throne, whereas all of the blessed Anbiya, all of them are on the ground. And what a great majesty and nobility is in his dream. And he says, I was lost in my thoughts, observing the greatness and the eminence of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when I saw him. And I found that once someone shook my foot and that awakened me. And when I saw him, I found that he was the keeper of Masjid al-Aqsa and was lighting the lamps of Masjid al-Aqsa. And he said to me, why are you amazed at the highest rank of the King of the Anbiya, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? All of them have been created with the nur of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, having heard this, I felt unconscious. I came back to my senses when the Jamaat was stood and I searched for the keeper of Masjid al-Aqsa, but I could not find him until this day. I continued to look for him. Viewers of Malaysia, from the above mentioned parable, we learn so much from this if we understand it. Number one, we find out that the great status of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the rank of him was greater than all of the other Anbiya. And we also find out about the rank and the status of the blessed saints and the blessed scholars of the Ummah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when Sayyidina Musa Alaihi Wasallam humbly asked the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to present a scholar who's like the Anbiya of Bani Israel, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned Sayyidina Imam Ghazali Ramatullahi Ta'ala. Now remember, I want to just pause here for a moment, viewers of my channel. There was something that I need to clarify. I don't want any shaitanic whispers starting here. I don't want anybody to confuse here. We need to remember that nobody, in terms of status and position, can be higher in rank than any Nabi or even equal to any Nabi. Remember this. Don't think to yourself that nobody from now until the Day of Judgment, from the beginning of time to the end of time, nobody can attain the status of the Nabis other than the Nabis. And as Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, no one other than a Nabi can be equal to a Nabi. It should also be remembered that every Wali is certainly an Islamic scholar. Yes, this is something that is very, very important. And we need to understand this. This is one of the conditions of a Wali. Nowadays, we give this status, oh, he's a Wali, he's a Wali, he's a Wali, he's this. A status of a Wali, number one, he must be a scholar. Alama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala stated in Bahari Shariat, the waliyat means special closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. To become a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, you need that special closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah bestows upon his pious bonds merely by his grace and his benevolence. So don't think to yourself, oh, I want to become a wali. Yeah, what do I have to do? What's the formula? It's not as simple as that, viewers of the channel. It is only through the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal chooses his blessed people and they become these walis of Allah Azza wa Jal. And waliyat is not granted to the one who has no knowledge. That's not possible, viewers of the channel. It is only granted to the Islamic scholars. Acquisition of knowledge means that he may have gained Islamic knowledge by apparent means, or Allah Azza wa Jal may have granted him Islamic knowledge to him before he attained this rank. So whoever we claim or we say that this person is a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he has to have this Islamic knowledge. Without this Islamic knowledge, he cannot claim to be, or he cannot be classed as, or nobody can claim that he is a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Hazrat has said, he says, Sharia and Tariqa are not opposite to each other. And no one becomes a wali without being an Islamic scholar. No one becomes a wali without being an Islamic scholar. And today, viewers of the channel, we see that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed great ranks upon his uliya. These are the people who are the real beauty of this world. They are the real beauty of the world. These are the people who are sincere in their efforts. They have benefited the entire world. They remember Allah Azza wa Jal through their hearts all the time. These are the true people of Allah Azza wa Jal. And sometimes you'll possibly we find these. We hear about these famous people who are the true friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, the walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, but they're also some hidden gems. Some people that are hidden, that are true followers, true lovers of Allah Azza wa Jal. True people who live their lives according to the Quran and the Sharia. And Allah Azza wa Jal has hidden them from us. But they are there. And they say that, viewers of Manshad, that when 40 people gather together to remember Allah Azza wa Jal for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and 40 people do dua, then one amongst them is a wali of Allah. So whenever there is a big gathering, whenever there is a gathering of a lot of people, and you attend them, like the weekly ishtamas of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, when the weekly ishtamas take, alhamdulillah, you see them in our international center, Fazana Medina in Karachi, that alhamdulillah, thousands of people turn up. You know, thousands of people turn up to these gatherings, and especially even if they know that they're going to be late, even if they know that maybe they're going to miss the Biyam, but they make an effort. Whatever time they have, they make an effort to attend the dua. Because they know that when all these people are gathered to there, that inshaAllah amongst all of these people, there'll be one wali of Allah at least. And if one wali of Allah does ameen to the du'as that you are doing ameen to, and you are part of the du'as, then inshaAllah you'll be rewarded as well. So please make an effort to attend the weekly shawas. And we're going to take a small break now, but just before we go to that, I just want to mention something with regards to the weekly ishtamas of Dawat Islami. That alhamdulillah, many, many years ago, when the weekly ishtamas used to take place, and they still take place in our international center in Madri Markaz, in Fazana Medina, in Karachi, Amir al-Sunnat, every week he used to do the beyonds. And for many, many years now, Amir al-Sunnat himself has not done the speeches. Many mubaliks have done them. Sometimes it's Rukni Shura, sometimes it's a normal bullock. Sometimes it could be anybody that's doing the speech. But if you are ever blessed, if you are ever blessed to visit Karachi, and if you're there on a Thursday night, then I advise every single person to please go and attend the weekly ishtama. And before you attend the weekly ishtama, when you go there, there's a main road outside. There's main road outside, and then there's a street that goes inside, and Fazana Medina is at the end of the street there. On the main road, everybody parks their vehicles. And when you go there, you see buses, cars, motorbikes. The road is packed, the parking area is full. And I remember I was standing there one day and we were going towards that. And someone stopped me and he said to me, "Brother, do you realize that Amir al-Sunnat himself has stopped doing speeches many, many years ago here on the Thursday Ishtama? Very rarely does he do them. And so all these people that are coming, what are they coming for? What are they coming for? It's not as if they're coming to listen to a speech of Amir al-Sunnat." And he said, without doubt, within Fazan and Medina, there is the Fazan of the Medina. So people go there. So take this opportunity, attend the weekly ishtamas and attain the blessings there. We're now going to go to a kalam, inshallah, azawajal. It's a unique kalam, inshallah, azawajal, that has been recited by our Rukni Shura Haji, Abdul Abib, by mashallah. He visits the UK regularly. May Allah azawajal reward him for all his efforts. And I'm looking forward to listening to this kalam as well. So let's go to the kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Manglo, manglo, chashme tar, manglo, dard dil aur husne nazar. گنبد کے سائے میں گھر مانگ لو مانگنے کا مزا آج کی رات ہے آج یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں خود انہی کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب
يا نبي الله سلام عليك يا نور الله سلام عليك
ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے ڈھونڈتے ڈھونڈتے لوگ تھک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ یا نبی اللہ
یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک یا نبی
زائر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا اے مدینے کے زائر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا دل تڑپ جائے گا بات بڑھ جائے گی میرے محتاط آنسو چھلک جائیں گے
یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک یا نبی اللہ سلام علیک یا نور اللہ سلام علیک
ان کی چشم کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر ان کی چشم کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر ہم کو اقبال جب بھی اجازت ملی ہم بھی آقا کے دربار تک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ یا نبی اللہ
یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک یا نبی سلام علیک یا نور اللہ
پھر بلا لو مدینے سگے عطار کو، اپنے قدموں میں رکھ لو گناہ گار کو، کوئی اس کے سوا آرزو ہی نہیں، تم پہ ہر دم کرو
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Madhi Chan, I pray that and hope that you enjoyed that as much as we did in the studio. It's quite relaxing. You know, sometimes during the day, you need to listen to these kalams, try and understand the kalams, because two benefits. One benefit is, inshallah, azawajal, it'll increase the love in your hearts for the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or anything that's attributed to it. Because when you hear these kalams, they're talking about the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're talking about the city of Medina. They're talking about things that are attributed to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It'll develop that love in your hearts. And also, it'll give you that spiritual uplift, that spiritual contentment that we all are looking for, that we're all searching for, that spiritual peace in our hearts. Because our life is surrounded by so many problems, and we need this spiritual peace to be able to face the difficulties that we face every single day in our lives. Alhamdulillah, viewers of Madhi Chan, this is the episode one, first episode of Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And we're blessed with a special guest who's going to be live on our Zoom call, inshallah. Hafiz Rafaqat Attari is available. You have a quality, Hafiz Sahab, that whenever I listen to your voice or whenever I meet you, you know, it puts a smile on my face. And they say that, you know, it is a great sunnah to make a Muslim happy. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you, that whenever I see you, whenever I meet you, whenever you speak to me, you make me happy. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you for this.
Ameen. Jazakallahu khairan.
Basically, the idea behind this program, Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow, is to talk about the people of the past and learn from the lessons of the past, learn from yesterday, so that we can make a change today and we can make a better tomorrow. And today we're talking about the status of the walis of Allah, the status of the friends of Allah, because one, people don't even know who they are. And two, they don't even know the status of these great people. So I'm hoping that you can enlighten us with something regards to the status of these great people. And if you can mention any of the names. And I mentioned to the people at the beginning of this program, Hafiz Sahab, that during this program, we'll mention names. We'll mention some names. And at the same time, when we're mentioning all these names, I want you to ask yourself the question that do you know anything about these people? You know, we'll mention some incidents that took place. We'll mention some parables. We'll mention some stories. But do we know who these people are? And at the same time, I've asked the viewers to make a mental note of these people and try and find out who these great people are. And if you can enlighten us, Hafiz Sahab, with some of your Madani pearls with regards to this, inshallah, I'm hoping that everybody can benefit.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the attributes and the characteristics of a friend of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in Sahih Hadith in Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that a true wali is the one that when you look at him, he reminds you of your Rabb Azza wa Jal. Just like, you know, the ulama ikram, they mentioned about a true friend. True friend is that he reminds you of Allah. In the same way, a true friend of Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that he reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the true friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have no fear of this world. Now, if you look at in the history of Islam, all the great people that came, the awliya ikram, you know, the anbiya ikram, they had no fear of this world. As Allah Azza wa Jal himself, he mentions in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They have no fear in this world and in the hereafter. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions that the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, there's a very famous Hadith-e-Qudsi. Hadith-e-Qudsi is what Allah Azza wa Jal has said through the blessed tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal, he says that whoever has a war or hatred against my friend, then I will wage war against that person.
Allah.
True friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, that is why they say that when you sit with an alim, make sure that you keep your tongue quiet, your mouth shut. When you sit with the wali Allah, make sure your heart is content. Yani, there's nothing in your heart bad about them. In the same, these are the qualities of the pious people, the awliya Allah Azza wa Jal. And you mentioned about the beautiful waqia, and there are so many other awliya ikram, like, you know, the Amir, the leader of the awliya ikram, Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala li, being a wali Allah Azza wa Jal, not far from our time, about 102 years is the urs of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala li. Taking such great personalities. Now, he was a wali Allah, yet also he was a mujaddid, a reviver of the 15th century as well. And if you look at his seerah in every aspect, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala li, as you can say, he was fanafir rasool, he was fanafillah. You know, Allah, he was Allah. Drowned in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was drowned in the love of Allah azza wa jalla. That is why when the ulama ikram, they say, when you read the Quran, kanzul iman, you will find that love of Allah azza wa jalla. The words that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala li chose to put into the translation of the Quran is just amazing. You know, when this Quran, kanzul iman, was given to the Al-Azhar University in Cairo, you know, the scholars there, the muftiyane kiram there, when they read Kanzul Iman, they were shocked and they said, you know, this person is a genius when they read. And that is why in Al-Azhar University in Cairo, they even do a PhD on the life of Allah Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala.
You know, Hafiz Sahib, you mentioned right at the beginning, the first thing that you mentioned is that when you look at the Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, he reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, I think I've heard you say it, and I've maybe copied it off yourself, I've taken it from yourself, and I mentioned it in Beyonds that, you know, who are our friends? Who are the people that we have as friends? That, you know, when we look at our friends, what did they remind of us? You said there that a Wali of Allah is someone that when you look at them, they remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal. But who are our friends? The people that we associate with. When you look at them, what do they remind you of? They remind you of fast cars, parties, going to the gym. But when you look at, you know, you meet the Muballiqs of Dawah Islamiyah, when you meet these people, these pious people, you meet the scholars, you know, then automatically, you know, they'll make you think and reflect about what you should and what you should not be doing. So there's a big question here is, Hafiz Sahib, is who are our friends? Who are our friends and who are our friends should be?
You know, Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, he rightly mentions that if you are with the righteous people, then you will do righteous things. If you are with the bad people, you will do bad things. And this is what we need to understand. Your friend, does he remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal? You know, does he remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal? Or does he remind you of the shaitan? And if that is the case, where majority of the time your friend is there just to take you for a cruise in the car, just to take you for a meal outside, then that doesn't remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that we will regret this friendship on the Day of Judgment. So there's no point crying on the Day of Judgment and saying, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhiz fulan al khalila. I wish I never took these people as my friends. It's going to be too late. You know, and this is what we need to understand, that these friendships that we have today, if they don't remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal, then keep away from them. You know, Khalid bin, mashallah, you've sat in the company of Amir al-Sunnah. And wallahi al-azim, whenever you sit in the company of Amir al-Sunnah, never ever are you ever thinking about your family, your friends, or any other thing regarding the dunya. It's always, you know, constantly Amir al-Sunnah, he shifts your focus towards the akhirat as well. You know, we were sat in a room with Amir al-Sunnah, alhamdulillah, in Babul Madinah, Karachi. And we were sat with Amir al-Sunnah for nearly 2 hours. There were ulama ikram there as well, some students of Jamiatul Madinah. And Amir al-Sunnah, he himself, he says that, I like to sit amongst the students of Islam, the ulama ikram, because they remind me of my duties towards Allah Azza wa Jal. And no doubt he is the wali of our time. Yet look at him. His remarks are that I would like to sit with the scholars because they remind me of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, people used to come from outside and they used to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the things that they used to say when they go back home was that he does not fear anything. Why? Because when you have the fear of Allah in your heart, you don't fear anything else. Sadly today, including myself as well, we fear poverty, we fear so many things. Halakhe, the true wali Allah, are those people that they don't worry about the dunya. All they worried about is the hereafter.
I remember once, Hafiz Saab, and I think I've shared this with you, that we went on, in Ilaka Idore, we went on out to call people to the path of righteousness. And we were on a Madri Kafla. And after Salatul Asr, we went into the localities and tried to invite somebody there. And to cut the story short, basically, there was a person that came with us. And we were quite amazed that he started to walk with us. And basically, he said to me that, you know, he had an attire. And just to give you an example of his attire, he had gold earrings on. He had a gold chain on. He had the string vest on. He had these baggy trousers, you know, with, I don't know what even you want to call them, these belts or loops that were dangling down the sides. I don't even know what they are anyway. He had this weird clothing on. I don't know what it is. But anyway, he said to me that, brother, this is not me. And I said to him, look, have I said anything to you to offend you that, you know, I've commented or have I looked at you in a weird way? He said, no, I just want you to know that this is not me. But the problem is, brother, that unless I dress like this, I don't have any friends. So there is a problem out there, Hafiz Saab, that even those people that realize that they are doing wrong, Hafiz Saab, they have no friends and they succumb to peer pressure. So there's two problems here. There's one, there's a great peer pressure. And I know we're going slightly off the topic, but I'm glad that someone like you, that mashallah, has got a lot of experience in this, that, you know, those, there are people that are searching for these friends, and there are also people that haven't got that strength inside them to overcome this peer pressure. What advice do you give to them people, Hafiz Saab?
Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, you mentioned, he says that someone to be alone is better than being with a friend that is, you know, a bad friend. And, you know, it's better to be alone. At least, you know, when you are alone, you're not going to be committing sins. One person, you know, he's one of his relatives, he rang me up and he goes, can you give me a wazifa for my nephew? He didn't do anything wrong, but he was in the crowd and they stabbed this guy, and the guy, you know, fighting for his life in hospital. Obviously, the police is going to arrest him as well. So that guy, according to him, he hasn't done anything wrong, yet he is locked up in jail. And if Allah Ta'ala forbid, if that person who's in hospital now, if he dies, then they've had it, to be honest with you. And the thing is, the question I asked that Islam, I goes, look, it's not me to ask you. You ask me for help, inshallah, I will help you. But you ask yourself that question, what was he doing in that place amongst them friends? And, you know, later at night, now this has happened, he's got to go through all this problem. And it's not only him, the whole family is dragged into it as well.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I think that's the scary thing, though, isn't it, Hafiz Saab, that people, because they can't find friends. And you rightly said that, alhamdulillah, Dawud Islam is here. And again, you just mentioned the brothers, but alhamdulillah, there are a lot of, unfortunately, you know, Hafiz Saab, when we were young, and I'm going to make myself feel old now, I know you're a lot younger than me, but when we were young, then a lot of these problems that we are facing today were faced by the brothers. But now, unfortunately, the sisters are facing these problems as well. And I just want to mention as well to the viewers of my channel here that Dawud Islam, there's a sisters wing as well, and they're very, very active. In fact, more active than the brothers here in the UK and all around the world. So please attach yourself to the environment of Dawud Islam. These brothers, these sisters can become your friends and they can help you to protect your iman. And I think that's another thing that we need to emphasize on Hafiz Saab here. And I want you to emphasize it to our viewers, the value of our iman, that people don't realize, you know, that they think that, you know, I'll carry on doing this. I'm young now. I'm carefree. I can do whatever I want now. I can chill. And like you said, you mentioned that person, you know, you talked about the person that was part of that crowd that stabbed someone, but what about that person that got stabbed? Yeah, how young was he? You know, what was his state? You know, what was his aspirations for life? What was he doing? What was he doing at that time at night? And so the question Mark Mays is that, you know, where is our life going? How long have we got left? And you know, we need to change our mindset that life is very, very short, Hafiz Saab.
To be honest with you, you know, we have been taught in this environment that whenever you even give nasiha to someone, always put yourself in front of you. Yeah. You know, so always, whenever you do the bayan, whenever we do the bayan, we put ourselves first. And you need to understand that your iman is the most precious thing that Allah Ta'ala has given you. And a very beautiful thing Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala mentions is that a person who does not worry about losing his iman at the time of death, maybe he will lose his iman at the time of death. And there are so many waqiyas, so many stories that I don't want to mention them right now. Like in so many stories have come, so and so, you know, lived a life of Islam, and then at the right at the moments of his life, he died as a kafir. Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, one of his students, when he died as a kafir. Yes. Now you think to yourself, a student of Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu can die as a kafir. Where do we stand? Always fear Allah. And this is another quality of the awliya-i-kiram, is their, you know, their status is so high. yet they will still are the ones who will most cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Jazakallah for your time. Hope to see you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Viewers of Madhi Channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And so far we've just touched on literally a little bit of the status of the awliya, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the status. Inshallah, we're going to take a small break now. And inshallah, when we come back, we're going to talk about some ayats of the Quran that tell us about the status of the awliya. And also we're going to lead from some of the other pious predecessors about their status and their grandeur as well. So let's take a small break, inshallah, but stay tuned and come back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My dear viewers, on the 25th of Safar, 1340 AH, a Syrian scholar in Bayt al-Maqdas dreamed that he was present in the sacred court of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Holy Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was along with his companions and a few other awliya ikram. There was silence. It seemed as if they were waiting for someone. The Syrian scholar then humbly asked to the Prophet ﷺ in his dream that, O Rasulullah ﷺ, Fidaka ummi wa abi, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. Who is being awaited? The Holy Prophet ﷺ replied in his dream that we are awaiting for Ahmad Raza. The scholar asked that who is Ahmad Raza? And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, he is a native of Bareilly in India. When the saint awoke, the Syrian saint, when he awoke, he immediately traveled towards Bareilly in India to meet this great personality of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. But to his dismay, he learned that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi had actually passed away on the same day that he had had the dream. That the Prophet ﷺ said to him that we are waiting for Ahmad Raza. That was the day that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan departed from this world. The 25th of Safar denotes the day of remembrance of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. If possible, try to recite Fatiha and send a thawab to the court of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan as a gift. And inshallah, by the virtue of this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of this great Imam, from his knowledge, from his love of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and his deep devotion of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla have mercy upon him and forgive us for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madhini Channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. I just want to say one thing, viewers of Madhini Channel, that when you watch these programs, don't just watch them for the sake of it, that they're just some stories. Try and learn something from them. Try and learn something from the people of the past. Try and learn something from their lives so that you can make a change today so that we can have a better tomorrow. And alhamdulillah, before the break, we had Hafiz Rafaqat Attari with us, mashallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward us. And some beautiful Madhini pearls that he gave us there about how we should live our lives and how we should try and protect our iman. Our iman is the greatest gift that we have got. And just to give you an example, I came in today, I locked my car outside. I didn't leave it unlocked. And when we came into the studio, we locked the door outside before we came in. We lock all of these things, yeah? But what about the locks of our iman? What do we do to protect our iman? And Hafiz Rafaqat rightly said that unless we understand the value of our iman, we won't try and protect our iman. And you know, in today's day and age, one of the greatest ways, obviously always, not only in today's great age, always need to protect our iman, but at least, read your namaz five times a day. Fiyaz ibn Shalla, we're talking about the status of the wali of Allah, the status of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Quran, in Surah Al-Anfal, ayat 34, his awliya are pious indeed. Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that his awliya are pious indeed. And commentating on this ayat, the renowned commentator, Mufti Ahmadiyya Khan Naimi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, said that no disbeliever or transgressor can be the wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, because waliyat is attained by the Islamic faith and piety. Likewise, in ayat 62, 63 and 64 of Surah Yunus, part 11, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the glory of his awliya, in which he says, indeed, upon the friends of Allah is neither any fear nor any grief. Those who have accepted faith and adopt piety, there are good tidings for them in the life of this world and in the hereafter. The words of Allah Azza wa Jal cannot change. This is their supreme success. Allahu Akbar. And with regards to this particular ayat of the Quran, viewers of the channel, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that here the awliya of Allah refer to those righteous people who make others remember Allah Azza wa Jalla when others see them. And as Hafiz Rifaq had mentioned earlier on, that the pious people, the wali of Allah, when you look at them, they remind you of Allah. They remind you of your great status. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, awliya are those people who make others remember Allah Azza wa Jalla when others see them. So this is the status, this is the shan, that when you look at them, when you see them, when you sit with them, then you all of a sudden you remember. And like Hafiz Rifaq says, and I, alhamdulillah, have been blessed with this opportunity that I have sat with the wali of the time at Milus, and I've sat with him. And when we've had the opportunity to sit with him, then like he said, you forget about everything else. You don't look at the time. You don't know what time it is. You don't know if you're hungry. You don't know if you're thirsty. You don't know anything. You're just sitting there engrossed and thinking to yourself, look, what am I? What am I? I need to sort myself out. I need to take inspiration from this great man. I need to try and follow in the footsteps of this great man. I need to learn from this person and try and make a change in my life. Because life is short, viewers of the channel. And so we need to attach yourself to these awliya, attach yourself to the pious scholars, sit in their company. And you know, if there's any regrets I have in my life, viewers of the channel, it's the regret that I have that the scholars that have passed away in my time, in my lifetime, that I did not sit with them enough. I did not spend enough time with these scholars of the past and sat with them and learned with them. Just sitting with them. You don't have to sit with them and say, okay, you know, Mawlana Sahib, can you teach me something today? No, just sit with them. Sit in their company. Because these people, these great scholars, these great wali of Allahs, they don't talk about cricket, football or anything like that. Whatever they are talking, they're giving you words of wisdom. They're giving you advice of how to live your life, how to rectify yourself, how to sort out yourself, how to become a better person, how to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is, you will only get this by sitting with these people. So you don't have to just go there and say, oh, please give me some advice. No, just sit with them. Accompany them, sit in their time. And one thing I would like to say, because we're coming towards the end of the program now, that alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri, may Allah Azza wa Jalla keep his shadow upon us. He has a Madri Muzakra. A Madri Muzakra is where there is a question and answer session that takes place. And it takes place every Saturday night in our global center in Fazana Madina in Karachi in Pakistan. But it's broadcast live all around the world on Madri Channel, YouTube, social media, Facebook, wherever it is, you can watch it wherever you are. Sit in there. You know, if you cannot be fortunate amongst those people that sit in the company in Fazana Madina, then at least sit in front of the TV and watch them. And I've always said this, viewers of the channel, that a time will come. A time will come maybe in 100 years' time, 200 years' time, and I won't be here. I won't be here and you will not be here. We will not be here. We'll be in that dark and lonely graves. But believe me this, viewers of the channel, a time will come and people will write in books. They will write in the books about those fortunate people that were able to sit in the blessed court of Amir al-Sunnat, those fortunate people who were able to listen to his words and learn from his words, those fortunate people who were there that followed out and did the work of Dawat Islami in these times. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we are amongst those fortunate people, that we can listen to them. And in the last few minutes that we've got, viewers of Manchala, one thing I also want to mention is that unfortunately there are a lot of people going around today that claim to be walis of Allah. They claim to be these peers. They claim to be these great sheikhs. But then when you see them close up, you realize that they're not even following Sharia. They're not even reading the namaz. They're not even scholars of the deen. How is it possible that they can do this? And I have seen examples, and you have probably seen examples of people that, you know, they'll make this claim, oh, I don't have to read my namaz. My namaz has already been read in Medina. You know, I don't need to, I've been forgiven. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never missed his namaz. Who are you? Who are you to say that you don't have to read your namaz? So please, viewers of Madinah, wise up. Don't get confused by these individuals that say, no, I don't have to read my namaz. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do this. Yeah? And they know nothing about Islam. They're not following the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't have the fear of Allah azza wa jalla in their eyes and their hearts. And when you sit with these people, when you sit with these true people, these true walis of Allah, you'll realize the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla that they have inside them. The love that they have inside them for the Quran. The love that they had inside them for the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The love that they have inside them for the Ahlul Bayt. But then when you sit with these other people and you ask them and you find out what their love is. Their love is for money. Their love is for big houses. And they'll say to you, oh, if you want to be cured, then you have to get me a return ticket to India or to Pakistan. Or you have to pay for my Umrah ticket. Or you have to give me £5,000 in my bank. Or you have to give me this. Or you have to give me that. The true waliyas of Allah Azza wa Jal ask for nothing. They ask for nothing. They are the ones that give to you. They're the ones that we need to sit to because they're the ones that are giving. Sit with these people, viewers of Munshallah, and protect yourself from these people. And just I want to mention one thing here, viewers of Munshallah, that nowadays a lot of people, whenever they are ill, they look for a spiritual cure. They look for a tawizat, they look for a wazifa, which is a good thing. If Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, then that tawizat, that spiritual cure will be beneficial for you. But I want to make one thing clear here, viewers of Munshallah. Dawat Islami issues tawizat all around the world by the permission of Emir al-Sunnah, and they charge absolutely nothing for them. Remember this, viewers of the channel, that if someone charges you money and claims they are Dawud Islami, they are not. Dawud Islami does not charge anything for the tawizat to the extent that they pay from their own pocket. They post them out to you where necessary. They'll put an envelope there, they'll put a stamp on it and they'll post it out, and they will not charge you a single penny. So please make sure that there are a lot of people out there that are fooling us because we have weak iman, because we do not have the true knowledge of the deen. We need to acquire this knowledge of the deen so that we recognize who the pious people are, who the pious people of the past are. When people talk about these people, you will know from their actions, from the way that they live their lives, that these are the true pious people. And today when you see people, viewers on the channel, and you meet them, and they say, oh, I don't need to read my namaz, oh, I don't need to fast in the month of Ramadan, oh, I don't need to pay my zakat, then I believe this, viewers on the channel, stay away from these people. They are not the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are not the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They are the whispers of shaitan that are trying to convince those people with weak iman and to take away their iman from them, the wealth from them, and all sorts of things as well. So please stay away from these people. Viewers of Money Channel, you've been watching yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And today we've talked a little bit, only a little bit, about the status of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, Ali Allah. The universe is the body and its soul.